Tony Shoup from Pennsylvania. Tony Shoup. Tony and I have worked together several times as well on television. It's nice to meet you finally in person, Tony. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Let's get your state up here. All right. We'll start with this. There they are.
There they are. Kurt Olsen did an excellent job.
By the way, happy birthday to Kurt. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Kurt. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Is it really his birthday?
It really is.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He did a great job highlighting Senator Doug Mastriano in our state, detailing a 4-page letter about all the fraud that had taken place, because on November 24th, when our election was certified in Pennsylvania by the corrupt Secretary of State, we had over 700,000 ballots, more ballots cast than voters on record actually participating in the election that day. This is just a highlight of some of the fraud. 2,000 Mules has obviously shown us that in Philadelphia, they estimate about 200,000 illegally cast ballots through drop boxes. We had 72,000 mail-in ballots that were requested that were received after the November 3rd deadline, and at least 36,000 of them were actually counted according to our SURE system, even though our Secretary of State is trying to say that's not the case. It is in black and white. And oddly enough, she resigned for seemingly unrelated issues in the first week of February of 2021. We still have over 120,000 unreconciled votes as of February 1st, 2021, and 16,000 registrations that requested mail-in ballots to be sent outside of the state of Pennsylvania, even though we were in the middle of a pandemic and nobody was allowed to travel and students were cyber learning. We had 17,000 people that needed to have their ballot mailed out of state, which I think is kind of strange. We launched our efforts then in February of 2021. So I hope to give the average person out there some hope, because I am seriously the least likely person to be leading a political movement in the history of the planet, because I was not politically active prior to this. I was painfully asleep to what was going on around me, and I woke up in March of 2020 when the governor shut down the schools. I think God has a sense of humor when he kicks people out there and says, I've got something planned for you that you would have otherwise never done on your own. We started a petition in February of 2021 for a full forensic audit of the 2020 election, and our allies quickly emerged. The picture that you're seeing on the screen is
actually,
Senator.
Actually, our screen on the front is not syncing with behind me. But we're just going to keep going for the sake of time. Hope it'll catch up. But
okay.
You just keep going.
Wonderful. So our petition, within 6 months, we got 120,000 signatures on it. But as we were gaining momentum with that petition, our allies emerged, and one was Senator Doug Mastriano, who is currently the gubernatorial nominee for the Republican ticket in Pennsylvania. And we're excited about that, because he was the one that stood up in the very beginning that kicked all of this off at the Gettysburg hearing. And then when we emerged a few months later, he said, I will help you girls in every way that I can, but I want you to know your life is going to change forever. And I had no idea what he was talking about. But he was getting so much political blowback and pushback on the inside of the Senate wanting to do the full forensic audit. And he went to Maricopa County in the first week of June of 2021 and toured the facility down there. And he put a plan together to bring it back to Pennsylvania, make it better, and we know that there's a concerted effort to keep the truth hidden. Because he was getting that political blowback, he said to us, I want to connect you ladies with President Trump, and I want to get a picture of you and the president with the petition printed out. And when he blasts that out to his entire network on social media, it'll put enough political pressure on the inside of Harrisburg that I will be forced to do my job, or they will be forced to let me do my job. And there's the picture with President Trump in our petition. And that was actually a year ago, 2 days ago, 1 year ago is when we had dinner with the president and got to take that picture. But the reason I know something is wrong is that there's an effort to hide the truth, is because that picture is me at dinner. I don't know what you're seeing.
Go back one.
We were crafting a press release with the president, and he was going to put out, just had dinner with Audit the Vote PA. Oh, I should have said, I'm Tony Shoup. I'm the CEO of Audit the Vote PA. We were having dinner with him crafting a press release, and he was going to put it out to his entire network. And 2 days after that dinner, Senator Mastriano was removed from his position as the chair of the Intergovernmental Operations Committee, where he was going to run all the subpoenas through, and the entire plan for the audit changed, and President Trump's press release never went out. So we knew right then and there that everything we had pounded the pavement for the last 6 months had been thwarted, and that our efforts were hijacked. And in fact, I ended up on the what I call my red phone to Dr. Frank. Help, Dr. Frank, they're hijacking it. We all knew it. And we were very deflated and felt defeated, but we weren't about to give up. So we changed course. We started going on a local level. And the next slide is I went on Steve Bannon's War Room for the first time in September of 2021. Thank you, Steve Bannon, for giving us a voice and letting us throw our corrupt political establishment under the bus. That was probably the best time of my life. We did a statewide billboard campaign where we launched billboards in 13 cities all across our state to try to get the word out because we knew that the audit that our Senate was going to do wasn't going to produce the results that we set out to achieve. And we started working on a local level, then canvassing, knocking on doors, finding the fraud. We asked three basic questions when we went to the doors. After verifying that the person that lived at the address was actually the one that lived there in November of 2020, therefore casting their vote in the 2020 election, we asked three questions. One, did you vote in the 2020 election? Two, to the best of your knowledge, how many people are actually registered to vote in your household? And the third question was, how many of those registered to vote actually cast a ballot, to the best of your knowledge? And if you can see our canvassing results up there, Allegheny County takes the cake with 78% discrepancy rate. So a discrepancy rate means that one of those three questions that were answered did not match the certified results according to the State Department. Bucks County is 74%, Washington 73%. Washington is a red county that around this time as well, we started working on the local level and we're very close to getting our own forensic audit of just Washington County and their commissioners before one of the RINO commissioners decided to step in and shut the whole thing down. So you talk about roadblocks, we've had roadblocks at pretty much every turn and they've come from different directions, but we believe that they all originate with the Uni Party, which is what we're up against. Mm-hmm. Delaware County was the last precinct to report their results. That when we went to bed on November 3rd, President Trump was up by 700,000 votes. By the end of the week, when President Trump was only up by 7,000 votes and Delaware County called in their results, it took Joe Biden to 81,000, his illegitimate victory of 81,000 votes. And our canvassing effort showed a 59% discrepancy rate in Delaware, 52% in Montgomery, 52% in Monroe, 50% in Berks County, 48% in Lycoming, 46% in Chester County, 45% in York, 43%. And our cleanest county, we had the freest and fairest election. The cleanest county is a 37% discrepancy rate in Lancaster County. As you can see, it's a mixture of red and blue. It doesn't really matter. We were told that the fraud was not widespread, except the only problem is when we knocked the doors, we found that the fraud was widespread. These canvassing graphics we put together because our local media started attacking us, and I spent 2 hours on the phone with a Lancaster News propaganda reporter. His name is Carter Walker. He is a propaganda specialist, and I spent 2 hours trying to explain to him our canvassing results, hoping to take him from somewhere in the middle to understand that this thing was not free and fair. And what he did instead was he tried to discredit our entire effort and found that we were off by about 0.6% in one of our Lancaster County numbers that we had put out there. And so he wrote an article trashing us, trashing me. And so we put these county graphics together to show that we're not hiding anything. We're showing you exactly how many doors we knocked on, how many people answered them, what questions were answered, and we go through every county. We can go through these quick because I've only got a couple of minutes. But Allegheny, Berks County actually leads us in phantom votes. Berks County, congratulations, they had 29% phantom votes. Bucks County leads us in vote count discrepancy, a 54% vote count discrepancy from Bucks. Butler, a 43% anomaly rate, even though we're being told everything was fine. Chester County, 46% vote count discrepancy. Delaware, we already talked about Delaware. Lancaster County, our cleanest one, according to Carter Walker, a 37% discrepancy. Lycoming County, we just had a small win where the Patriots on the ground convinced their county commissioners not to destroy the records from the 2020 election. Big win for us there. Monroe County is slightly blue. It's in the northeastern part of the state. Montgomery, we've already talked about that. Montgomery County knocked on more doors than any of the rest of the counties where we canvassed in. Congrats to you guys. Washington, I already mentioned, they were close to getting their own forensic audit before we had the rug pulled out from under us there, 73% discrepancy rate. York County, 45. What we've done recently is we submitted a report to all the county commissioners detailing out all of our recommendations to them to try to secure the November 2022 general election. And we released this week. We did press releases. We included banning ballot drop boxes. We're begging them to stick the machines in the closet, which they have the authority to make that decision. We put together basically a foolproof report that the county can use. Everything is referenced and linked, where if they want to be patriots and stand up and fight for free and fair elections alongside the people that are choosing to, they have all the resources, they can do that. Our small wins, Lancaster County actually stood up and banned ballot drop boxes. So that is a big win. The county commissioner went up against the ACLU. He was sued twice in a two-week period of time before the May primary, and he went up against them and stood his ground, and he gave us a model that the rest of the state can use to ban ballot drop boxes if they choose.
Wow, great. Great report.